Blog Talk Radio.
On air, and I am so happy to be here. I am just ready to start this show because we have some great guests, and we have my great co-host, Susan Z. Ritz, who I am so happy is here today with me. But I want to first tell you a little bit about the show and what's going on this week with our show. First, I'd like to shout out and thank everybody. We had a fabulous show yesterday, and a lot of very special people came, and everybody's special to us, but we were just so overwhelmed with the great people that called and listened to our show, and we want to thank them very much. If you are in chat, we miss you, but I have just so many thanks to give to everybody. I thank Chris from Curious Times. Her show is 10 to 12 every night, and we just love her, and she was in chat yesterday, and Isabella and DC Love and Amy Kavanaugh, they are the best of the best peeps, and you, if you could talk to them in chat, you would be very amazed and very happy to even chat with them because they are just fabulous, and so are all my listeners and callers, by the way. Today, my show is going to be, again, on Akashic Records, and Susan Z. Rich is the expert on that, even though her and I, Susan, I know you want to talk. Even though her and I banter back and forth, she is the expert, and it is a fabulous gift. And I'm in awe of everything that, you know, she says. And she has written a book that we'll tell you about. But again, let me tell you about myself. My name is Bonnie Albers. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues. I am a medium, psychic, intuitive. And I love spirit. I love bringing them through. I love sitting with them. I love when they're here. And I say that we walk in both worlds, Susan and I, in two worlds. We have one foot in the spirit world, one foot in the physical plane. And I love that because in the physical plane, also, I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. And I am a life coach and a counselor. And you can reach me at B. Albers, my last name, 714@AOL.com, and leave me a message, an email, tell me how you like the show, what you would like to hear us talk about, or you can reach me on Facebook. I have a page, Bonnie Albers on Air, that reaches both Susan and I and anybody that, any of our co-hosts. We have a lot of co-hosts on the show that are fabulous, and if you want to leave us a message on that page, that would be fabulous. Also, you can reach me at Bonnie Mosenter Albers. That is my personal page, but it's open to everybody, so just friend me and we'll get you in. And I would like to tell you that you can reach me on Skype. Just send me an email, and I'm available for readings. I'm available for counseling, and I am available as for any type of spirit work.
Oh, you're just available. Just say it.
I'm just available. Okay.
You're just available.
Okay, well, here, everybody, this is my special, wonderful, and adorable co-host, Susan Z. Rich, who is one of my favorite authors because her book rocks the house. So, Susan, say hello and tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Hi, well, banter, is that what we do? Banter? I thought we just gossiped.
I call it potato, you call it potato, girlfriend.
That's true. Well, I want to say hello to everybody that's listening today. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm a third generation Akashic medium, and Akashic. And that is
Akashic.
Yeah, potato, potato. I interpret one soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach, holistic therapist. I'm an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of a published book called Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. It's a book that bridges, as Bonnie has stated, bridges between the two worlds of our soul journey and the physical life plane and our higher self life coaching. You can read more about me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. S is in Susan, Z is in Zebra, R is in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. You can also contact me for email, phone, and Skype readings on my email address, szrich@aol.com. And I wanted to let our listeners know that I'm still offering my holiday reading special up until January 10th of buy one, get one free. Perfect for starting the new year out, see what's coming ahead. Just mention in an email after you pay for your reading from my website that you heard this offer on blogtalkradio.com.
You are so good, sister. You know what? If I had everybody, you're going to have to at least have half an hour to go to her website because she does so much. She is so talented, and her book is so fabulous that you're going to end up spending about a half an hour on her site. So to me, just relax, take your load off your feet, and go to her site because she's fab. And my site, because everything's about me, and I'm Aries in the Force, really not. But you can go. You can go.
Oh, you finally admitted it. You finally admitted it. Everything is about you.
Yes, I just can't take it. It is about me. You know, I try not to make it about me. It just seems to always be. But anyway, if you go to BonnieAlbers-on-air.com, it's under construction, Diana, and you can see what I'm doing there. I have some pics up, and you can contact me there. I have to tell you, because we've got a full board, Susan, and again, I would have loved, I want you to go through some Akashic, you know, what the definition is and what everybody can expect to hear, but let me just put a shout out. Brooke, I know you're here, and I picked you up, but it kind of was a little noisy, so I'm going to pick you up right after Susan tells everybody what Akashic records are and what she does, and then we're going to start the show. If I ever don't have a full board, and I love our full board, so please always call, always like us on Blog Talk, because if you do, you'll get our notices. We're gonna go into depth and start talking a little bit more about why you would want to see what your Akashic records are, and if it helps you, and what it helps you see through life. So, Susan, before I take the first caller, and by the way, my first caller is a very, very special guest. She is also an intuitive psychic medium. And she reads energies. She's one of the most brightest women I know, okay, women, men, whatever. She is a fabulous girl. She is a ghostwriter, and she's written many famous books. So I'm going to pick Brooke up in just a minute. I know Brooke is waiting to get me for saying all this. But, Susan, if you tell everybody, because, again, I don't know if we've got somebody new to our site, what exactly the Akashic records are and what you do. And now I'm going to pick our first caller.
Sure. Well, the moment that you started about talking about, you know, that we're going to share with our listeners opening the Akashic records, 111 came on the clock. And, of course, you know, 111 is new doorways, new beginnings, doorways opening. And so, you know, that was kind of like a nice confirmation. The Akashic Records is basically the soul's journey from the beginning of the inception of its existence. And every incarnation, what we do is we kind of have a little meeting, divine meeting with our soul family. We are broken up into soul families, and the soul decides what it is that they would like to experience. This is to have a life, to be in a physical plane, is an extremely amazing gift, and the soul is eager to experience it. And we've had thousands of lives. And one of the things that our lives are about in the Akashic Records is basically we write a script for what it is that we experience. And even though when we're going through challenges in our movie, our movie.
Yes, I was going to say.
Yes, we have to understand and accept and empower ourselves with the information and the belief that we wrote the script. This is what we wanted to experience, and it's about
Susan,
all about choices. Yes,
Susan.
Yes,
I was supposed to be a queen. I have queen energy, and what happened when I wrote that script? Because I do not see my kingdom, nor do I see my people.
Oh no. You've had so many lives as queens that finally someone, thank God, stepped in and said, oh, for heaven's sake, let's make this woman a princess. You know, if she's just had too many servants, too many castles, let's just make her a princess this time and have her have to deal with the queen energy.
Thank you. So keep going. I just had to say that. And if you're in my family, you're one too. So guess what? So you're here for the same reason.
You're still looking for a servant. What does that say?
I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to say it because, I'm always looking for my castle.
I have that queen energy, too. I mean, I so get it. And I have a sister that tells me all the time, it's like, boy, you better knock that queen energy down and get real. And I go, oh, really?
Well, that's why we're looking for our castle.
Yes. So it really is what we've written for ourselves. And the one thing that we are here for, and it's the bottom line, regardless of the characters that we play in this journey, we are here to experience what we wrote for ourselves. But it is about learning about self-love and loving everyone that comes into our play, because we are truly of just one energy. And the idea is that as we are moving towards enlightenment and oneness and fully awakening, we are bringing all our brothers and sisters along with us. And that is the true nature of what the soul's journey is about. The characters, the storyline is just a vehicle and tools that we use to get there.
Susan, I love that. I'm going to take the first caller, but I got to tell you, I'm all tingly, so that means, I've got spirit here. And when you said that, I'm a love, romance, relationship, and sexual issue specialist. So what better character that I could have come if I couldn't really be my queen or rock star? I really love the love, and I agree with you 100,000,000%. We're here to love. We're here to be happy. We're here to make other people's and enrich our lives as well as theirs. And just remember that when you go out there, that it's just as easy to be nice as it is not to be nice. So I always tell everybody, just watch what you say, watch what you do, and just get in the habit of just being in a positive frame of mind when you're dealing with anybody, because we know these characters from way before. So I'm going to take our first caller, and that is going to be my Brooke. So, Brooke, you are on, baby girl. Hi, Brooke.
Hi. So great to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy. And, Brooke, I'm going to hand you right over to Susan because you don't want to talk to me. I know that.
Oh my God! You actually admit that?
No, it's just because we talk so much all the time, darling.
Yeah, you know somebody's going to show up anyway, so it's like,
yeah.
Hey, Bonnie, it looks like you've got your mic too close to your because you're reverberating.
Okay, I think it might be Brooke.
Is that me? Do you come? Okay.
That's better. Okay.
Is
go
that
ahead,
better?
Bro. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Susan, mostly what I've been thinking about lately, or what seems to be a issue for me, is work.
Mhm. Well, what do you do for a living?
I deal in communications. I'm a writer. I edit books. I analyze stories. I work on screenplays.
So basically, you've got a real strong creative life path.
Yes. Okay. Always.
And Brooke, how old are you?
I am 59.
Ah, you've got about another 4, 5, 6 years of that cry on return. And the other, Bonnie, are you able to fix that?
I'm not able. I don't know. I don't think it's me. I think let me mute Brooke and see if it's Brooke. Give me one second.
Okay,
Brooke, I'm gonna mute. Okay, now do you hear it?
It's Brooke. Brooke.
So I'm going to put her on, and
she needs to pull her microphone or whatever it is that she's using a little further away from her mouth.
Okay. I'm unmuting her. Brooke, did you hear that, honey?
Yeah, I did. How's that? Is that better?
Yes, that's better. Yeah, because you were waving an echo, and it's difficult. The first thing that I'm going to say is that I don't know, maybe that's me.
Well,
or is it Brooke?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to mute Brooke, and you talk to Brooke, and then I'll unmute her when you want to talk to her back so that we can get the ball rolling here. So, okay, wait a minute.
Why don't you mute me, and then, okay. Is it me or is it Brooke?
Well, I think it's Brooke because you and I are talking fine, I think. So why don't you, do you want to ask Brooke the questions and then I'll mute her?
Yes. She's waving in and out. Let me just
go ahead
and talk and speak to Brooke.
Okay.
All right. And then as soon as I'm done, then you can bring her back on. Brooke.
Okay.
As I was speaking with you, you know, normally I have to ask, you know, three important questions. Is that, you know, what your soul window is. What's your career path that you've chosen, and what you believe your gifts are. And your everything just kind of rolled into one for you. What I'm hearing is that from the moment that you were born, you were a squalor, okay, made your presence very well known, an exceptional talker. Your whole life is about communication. Okay, pipelined communication from all different realms of reality. I got touched on that one. Go see Bonnie. Go see Bonnie.
Yes, thank you. I know who it is.
Okay. And it's not about like, well, I receive, information from the spirit world, or I receive information from the angelic world, or I receive information from, you know, my divine self or anything. It's like you have this switchboard that's going on. And sometimes you're plugged into one dimension, sometimes you're plugged into another dimension, and sometimes all at once. And you have this chameleon spiritual dimensional energy. I know that sounds kind of gibberish, but that's the only way that I'm able to explain it, because they're giving it to me in such high vibrational explanations that I can't, I don't know how to verbalize it. That's the best that I can. And me, I'm pretty good at verbalizing most everything I get.
Oh, yes, you are.
but it comes from a higher plane and an intelligence and a language that I don't understand. But Brooke does, okay? Brooke receives a lot of her information in a higher plane language that her brain is able to translate and interpret. And some of the things that she hears and processes on, and this is not only in what she creates, but what she's creating for other people. So your life path is basically to be a funnel of information for other people to get their channeled information out, for you to get the information out. But your life path is, and I'm just going to put it bluntly, is to be a big radio box. and feels like you are doing that on many, many levels. You came here to get the word out, whatever that word is, to awaken, to enlighten, to teach, to make people aware through the art of communication. Okay, put her back
on.
I'm
going to put her back on because I'd love to hear what she has to say. Okay, Brooke, you're on, babe.
Okay, Brooke. So is it okay? Is my talking all right?
Yeah, it's
much better.
Is it fine?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I just took my phone off a speaker phone thing, so that's why probably was the problem.
Yeah, you can't talk on this radio with speaker phones because it vibrates back.
Okay. So, it's spot on as far as what my work experiences have been and what I've always felt and even some messages that I've gotten personally myself from Spirit that were, they told me once that I had studied traveling in all the different planes with my consciousness so much that mastered it, and so I can leave my body really easily. I can astral travel and stuff like that pretty easily. So that's what they
why.
Yeah, that's that interdimensional information. It's like you're a courier. I mean, a courier from different planets, different species, different dimensions, and you have that. It's like I saw, you know, I have a guide that the spirit guide that loves the movies, and they're showing me this kind of movie from a sci-fi where this person lands on their extraterrestrial vehicle, and they're all speaking gibberish, and they clip something into their ear, and all of a sudden he can understand what all the aliens are saying. That's you.
I'm the earpiece, huh?
Yeah, in an earpiece. Yeah, they're their earpiece because you're getting it. And it's not like channeling, okay? That's what they were trying to say to me. It's not like that you are channeling a certain ascended master or divinity information or angelic or a spirit. It's not like that. It's like you are a courier. You are a gatherer of everyone else's information. And your commitment is to get that out.
Okay.
And
wow.
That's why in your career you have chosen to be a ghostwriter, you're an interviewer, you are taking other people's information who they are receiving information from different levels and everything, and you are interpreting that to get that out to the public.
Okay. Do you see? I think Brooke.
Cool.
Brooke, did you want to? Yeah, did you want to ask Susan, and then I'll move on. But did you want to ask Susan about work? I think she had a question. Do you see anything, Susan, coming up for her for work?
Well, the thing is that I've had so little of it that it's had me questioning what I'm doing.
The time's not right. Okay, you're almost ripe. All right. What I'm hearing is that it's like you're gathering all this information, so when your basket is full, okay, and you've kind of been, I don't want to say tapping the wrong markets, okay, but it feels like that through the next. How old did you say you were?
I am 59.
Okay. Yeah, it actually should have happened, I think, within the year. You're a little bit behind for some reason. There's a little hesitancy about trusting about if people are for real or not. That you're don't want to be associated with fraudulent people, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that is what is holding you back a little. You have to, not own it, take the risk, but you're getting ready to be thrown into, and this is a person coming in for you, a new person, kind of strange, okay, but the real deal is what I'm hearing, and this person has a networking that all of this information that you have been gathering through the years, all of a sudden it's going to make sense in what it is that you're going to use, and I'm hearing it's going to get more lucrative for you.
Oh, that would be good, because the economy's really hurt my business.
Yeah,
you know,
all of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and plus my business is people who are trying to put their own work into the world, and they need mm-hmm. guidance and help to do it successfully, and they can't afford me. So no one can afford me. And it's not like I'm super expensive or anything. I mean, there's a lot more expensive people who do the same work.
You know what
I heard
you said, have you ever, this has to do with star power, okay? All right.
Me?
I don't know whether star power means, because we're in the metaphysical world, it's like we think, oh, you know, the stars. No, I'm hearing whoever this person is, okay, is like writing for a star's autobiography or a star's I got chills on that all over.
Thank you.
I
did too.
Here's the rule of thumb on how you're going to survive this economy. My daughter's a perfect example. It's like she's doing very well for herself because the people that are doing well in this economy are the ones that cater to the people who have money. There's a big gap. There's no middle of the road anymore. The haves and the have-nots, okay? So if you're going to be successful at whatever it is that you do, you have to gear your interest to the people that are doing well. And what I'm hearing is that this person that's going to come into your life has a connection to the stars, okay, like
me.
Hollywood. And they're always looking for ghostwriters to write their memoirs. It starts out like with an older star that. Be quiet. Whoever's talking to me, it's like I heard, B-movie has.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They're like a star in the 60s and 70s, and their flame has gone out. But, you know, they were really interesting. And so they're looking to put their book out of, like, this is what it was like in the heyday, you know, kind of thing. And this is where I'm hearing, and you want to open yourself up to that because, you know, in the everyday world in terms of authors or metaphysical, so you had this question of authenticity, okay? If you would get into the realm of star makers, it's like, it's all an illusion anyway. Half of it's going to be a lie anyhow.
Susan, a lot of that I have is because I've had so many projects that were supposed to take place that I got involved with that then the people who pulled me in just dropped the ball. So mm-hmm. I've had so many projects that I've gotten involved in. I can't even begin to tell you how many, where people mm-hmm. drop the ball halfway through. So I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I want you to be for real before I invest my time, energy, and hope.
You need to get paid ahead, and then you don't care whether they drop the ball.
You're right,
Brooke. but honey, I want to just tell you one thing, and then I've got to move on, and I want to tell you this. You can write my memoirs because you know that I trust you totally. And someday and somewhere and somehow I am going to be that star. So, see, you will be able to write your book.
Write
you might have to
write
all the That's right. I have a million stories that need to be written. I just don't have it yet. But when I do, Brooke, you would be the one that wrote my book. So I so recommend you, and I'm just in awe of you all, of everything you do.
Ask the universe to bring, is what I'm hearing, star power to you. And bring the person that will open the door for you, because the people that who are looking to write in Hollywood their own memoirs, that is that they're looking for little-known authors that they can't be tracked to, okay? And, you know, they don't want any byline by you or anything. They want it, you know, as though that it's coming from them. And ask the universe to bring to you that door opener for you. Right? And what I'm feeling is that it's a old guy or, someone that in our generation we would recognize, but hasn't, you know, been in the spotlight for a while, but was real interesting in their heyday. And that's the door opener. And it's almost like a generational type of thing. But, you know, it pays the bills.
Oh, I love you, Brooke. I love you so much, honey. And I am going to have to move. I have such a full board, and you know I love you to death, and you can call her life, because Susan doesn't like me saying that. I do have a spirit here with. I do hear
it's
the
like,
spirit here
like
with you.
Throwing out a torch at you. You know, I love you to death.
I don't mind. I can be on the other side, but I have when Susan was talking and I got that B movie too. I heard, you know who, your little man there who comes all the time to me, he said, oh, yeah, she's an extraterrestrial, all right. And he's standing on his yacht, babe, so you know who it is. And he's pretty funny. Yeah, he's pretty funny. But I would like to say we love you, and you are always welcome on this show, and you know it. I think you are going to be here next week. So everybody, this is Brooke, and she will be here next week to take your calls. So we love you, Brooke, and I hope you have a nice day, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
all right,
Brooke.
Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you,
you're welcome.
Susan.
Thank
Bye.
You, thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
She's such a lovely spirit, and I'm telling you, I just adore her. She is such a wealth of knowledge and a fabulous lady.
Oh, our next
caller,
so talented. Yeah,
she is so talented. She is. Hi, you are on 4747, and you asked me not to say who it is, so I'm not going to. But this is
hello,
Susan.
Bonnie and Susan. How are you?
Are wonderful, Chris. I love this girl. I will tell you about her after her reading. Susan, this one is for you, baby.
Okay.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Well, I'm going to need a name and
Chris,
an age.
And an age, 48.
And your name?
Chris.
Chris, okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
Nothing at the moment.
Well, have you done nothing your whole life? Give me a little,
I've been everywhere, man. I started young in retail and stuff like this, and then I did some advocacy work, union work. I did student advising and that kind of thing.
Okay, so you were, public government work? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was a union negotiator, organizer, representative.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Workers advocate.
Okay, and what would you say is your strongest gift? I mean, you know, in terms of when you think about yourself.
Maybe communication.
You think?
I'm not even. You know what, Susan? I'm not even going to tell you who she is, because when you hear at the end, I'm just so. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as you were talking about your career, your book opened and it was like this kind of, I don't want to say dust came out of it, but it's like the what they were showing me is like dusting off the books. Okay.
Yeah.
You, for one thing, you are an awesome communicator, but you are also, but what you also are is an organizer. All right. You come with a lot of past life political emperor, not so much royalty, but general, a lot of take charge energy, okay, and but of being the leader, okay, and of being the one that has the absolute say so of life and death. All right, and what you decided to do in this life is like you lived a lot of life of like my way or the highway, okay, and absolute total control and power, and some lives it was abused in terms of I see you in the Roman Empire where by birth you know you were considered a god. Okay, and you, yay or nay at who lived and who didn't. Okay, and that's where the abuse came from. And then, but I also see you in a political situation where you made changes to laws in possibly in the first American Revolution area, and also in Britain when through the whole Ireland-Britain thing way, way back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very responsible for making change of how humanity lives, all right? So it doesn't surprise me the career that you have chosen. And what you decided to do this lifetime, still on that path because you have that imprint, all right, is that you decided to step back and let other people be the lawmakers and you be the guide, okay, to you, the voice of reason is what I've heard, okay,
right.
And but also the interesting thing is that and I'm going to say this because it's I think that that's why the dust came out, all right, is it because you have many lifetimes of being a magician and a witch. Okay. And,
I love that.
Okay. And you buried it. Okay.
Okay.
Because you decided not to use those advantages to make people do what you wanted them to do. Okay. And
I lost you after which?
What's that?
I lost you after which? I was a magician and a witch, and then I put it away. I buried it.
Yes, because you decided to bury it so that you would not be able to make people do what you wanted them to do, that you would learn how to do it on a straight human level.
Mortal, yes.
In this lifetime, it's like what you're starting to do is you're dusting those skills off.
Okay.
And it feels like that they're awakening again, but yet you have this strong, it's like you're a guider, an advisor, it's like you're hurting, okay? And people trying to do the right thing, to see, because you come from a long and a heavy imprint of injustice. Imprint. And you're trying to get people to see, to take responsibility of those injustices. Okay. But this magic thing here is starting or has awakened. And so what you're beginning to find is that you have like a combination of both now. So it's I'm not really sure how you're using it, or it could be that you just have really good instincts about things and people, or premonition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you definitely have dusted off the magic, girlfriend.
Okay. Okay, that's cool.
Well,
that's
how about
cool.
Can I ask a question, because I think Chris would probably want to know this. Do you see any work coming? I mean, you know, that's what I think she also wanted to know, Susan. Do you see anything coming? And if you do, in what way? Do you see anything when you're looking?
Okay. How long have you been? Were you laid off or?
No, I quit. I left two really great jobs because of corruption. You see corruption and abuse going on and injustice and all of that kind of stuff. So almost 5 years. Come April will be 5 full years since I left. And, you know, I've just been living off my savings, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of work are you looking for?
Anything that, anything that along all of those lines of what we talked, like advisor, you know, blah, blah. But, you know, most mm-hmm. importantly, I've placed, the only restriction I've placed so far has been I have to be able to be home in the evenings, you know. And so the problem is the job market crashed out. And so most of these jobs that I'm capable, qualified for are demanding degrees, and I don't have degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so
I have to tell you, kind of in all honesty here, okay,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to have to change your direction here.
Yeah.
What once was is no longer.
Right.
Okay. And so you're going to have to ask for divine assistance on this, and I think you already have. All right. Is that because you have some stipulations as to what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the job market, I don't know whether it's about getting new skills or schooling, but it's like you're almost going to have to do a 360 where your job market is concerned, just like everyone else. You know, try different things, apply for different things that you never thought that you would apply for before.
Mm-hmm.
If we're just talking about going to work, that's mm-hmm. You're going to have to do. If you're talking
right.
about getting another career, you're going to need some additional skills.
Right, right. Okay, that's great. Well, thank you.
Let me just
it's not okay for you. I mean, even though you're saying that, you know, you've been struggling with this, I'm seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. If you just do a 360 and face in the opposite direction of where
okay.
it is that you've been, you know, focusing on.
Well, as I say to people that say, oh, you know, it seems like I go one step forward and three steps backwards. I say, well, then turn around.
Yeah,
because if you go
right.
one step forward and three step backwards, you're going in the direction that you want to, then you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I heard, that you turn around and take a completely different direction on your work career than what you have been. Because, you know, if you keep on doing the same old thing and still getting the same old results, then your divine self is saying it's time to try something new.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm getting? Can I just say what I found? What I see?
Sure. It's your show,
yeah,
Queen Bonnie.
I know. I'm chomping at the bit. There was a lot of things here that I had put down, and now, you know, when spirit comes through, I can't even remember it the next time. But I will tell you that it's really weird, Susan, because when you were talking, I saw this. Gentleman, the gorgeous hair, and it was standing with an armor and a shield, and it wasn't the Roman, you know, times. And the next thing I saw was, you know, those guys that, like, and I want to say that, like, an executioner who does right and wrong. And I and that started coming, and then somebody popped in, and I don't know, Chris, if you know who this is, but it's a female, and she said she's not anything like me. She stands in principle, and I never did. So I don't know who that is, but she came in very quickly. The other thing that I got, and I don't know whether it's something you're thinking about or something you should think about, maybe Susan, you can give me a little, you can say what you think. But the minute that she, you were talking about what you want to do, computers came up. Computer, 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 computer. And it's like the course that I see you taking, and I feel like you're more comfortable if you take it, you know, at home or, you know, in your office, wherever. It's something to do with the computers, whether it's articles, and you're going to send articles to a newspaper, or you're going to send anywhere to get something published, possible that you is there a
yeah,
local
I,
newspaper?
Yeah, I heard tech school. Yeah, that's what I heard too.
And,
tech school.
Yeah.
Well, I worked
I think,
at one. I worked at one. I don't know.
Well, I see computer, 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 Chris.
Okay,
so
okay,
if it was
okay.
me, I don't, you know, I don't really, they're just flying this computer in my face. And so,
all right.
And then I see, you know, and then I see articles written on that computer. So I don't know whether that's something you thought about or if you have a local paper. You know, you can always submit articles. You can go down and see if they're hiring, maybe like, I don't know if it's saying journalist or that you're writing articles or that you're fixing a computer. But all I can see is this
okay.
computer with articles coming out. So, you know, check
cool.
out. Yeah, I that's what I see for you. But I
all
do
right.
have to tell you that I before you go, I just have to tell everybody that Chris is one of my absolutely favorite BTW or BTR hosts. She hosts Curious Times. It is one of the most fabulous shows that you could ever listen to. It's on, except mine and Susan's, but no, I'm kidding. She is fabulous, and I listen to her. I just can't get in the chat, but and she's tried to get me in there. That's why I know she's really good on computers. Her show is 10 to 12 every night. She has an amazing guest. She talks. She's got a lot of people in chat, and please go visit her because she's excellent. But thank you, Chris,
thank you,
for even coming to our show.
Oh, for
so
heaven's
sweet.
Sakes! You guys are good. You guys are good, and so I appreciate your time, Susan, and your words, and thank you very much, Bonnie. Everybody, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks
for giving us
the.
Yes. Bye bye. Have a wonderful day.
I said thank you, Chris, because we love you, and I know you're laughing. Susan, she's such a wonderful soul. I love her so much. She will hate me saying that, but I do, and she helps many people. She's one of those that will give you the shirt off her back, and I hope and wish the best for her. And if you're up at 10 to 12, you should go to the show because she's excellent, and she's a great host. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and that's 5175. 5175,
yes, hello.
You are
Hi.
On. Hi, how are you?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? Good. How are you? How are you, Lee?
We are wonderful. What is your name, sweetheart?
My name is Stacy.
Stacy. How are you today?
Stacy.
How can Susan and
Good.
I help you?
Yes, actually, I was interested in an Akashic reading for my life purpose. And if you want to throw in a life, past life reading, that'd be cool.
Ah, Susan. You want to start?
I heard that. Okay. Well, let me ask that. First of all, is it Casey or?
It's Stacy. That would be Stacy.
Yeah. You know what?
Okay.
Stacy, I just want to tell everybody. Susan has some. It's just a low level. She sometimes can't hear the lower level. You know, so she might. You know, just if you repeat it, she'll be happy. It's right, Susan?
Okay, no problem. So, Stacy, like Malibu Stacy.
Okay. You've got noise background going on your phone, and that's why I'm having a little hard, either TV or something. So, okay.
I'm sorry.
So,
yes, I'm in your last
And how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. And what do you do for work or career?
I'm actually, I used to be in the military, and now I work as a civilian for the military.
Bonnie, can you tell me what she said?
She works as a civilian. She works as a civilian in the military. What do you do for them, Stacy?
Mostly logistics, travel, transportation.
She does logistics and transportation.
Okay, and you seem to be holding a lot of intuitive gifts. What would you say your intuitive gifts are?
Actually, I don't really know. I'm very open to everything metaphysical now. I'm just starting to study and everything. I'm just excited about learning anything.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing that I'm going to go to, whether you realize it or not, is that you're a little young and probably not until maybe in your 30s you're going to I don't know about you, Bonnie, but there's just so much background.
Yeah, I'm going to mute you and talk to you. Okay, go ahead, Susan. Go ahead. You can talk to Stacy, and I muted her. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very really distracting. The one thing that I'm picking up about her is that this is a life that she and I know this is going to be sound kind of frustrating for her right at this moment, is that this is a life where she has chosen to kind of drift a little, okay? When we ask for our purpose, it is her whole purpose in her life. It's like we've read a lot of Akashic records about that, you know, this is a life for you to communicate and share the answer and serve. We're all to be of service. We're all to help bring our brothers and sisters forward. But when I open her book and I see what she's written for herself, is that one of the things that I pick is that there's going to be this energy of experiencing of value and worth. Everything that she chooses in her life is going to challenge her value and worth as to whether a feeling of less than, okay? And all the rest of it is about falling in that category of self-love. There, when she hits about her 30s, late 30s or maybe early 40s, she's going to find that she's going to be like uber sensitive about how people feel, how people are thinking, and it is a tool that she's going to be given. It's going to be a blessing and a curse, okay, that she's going to be aware of how people think and feel about her and situations, and what that tool is to help her find her own value and worth. And that is what her whole life purpose is about, is to find her value and worth based on no attachment to anybody else's opinion of her. What I see that she's created for her life this time is a challenge of her value and worth. Ever since she's been little, and even all the jobs and everything, it'll be like that she never is enough or never does enough, and that's what your soul has decided that it wants to experience this time. It has nothing to do with karmic debt or anything like that. It is about authentic value is what I'm hearing. So it's through
I'll unmute her.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll unmute her because I have a spirit of you. Did you send over a spirit here? Because I have one right here with me.
Yeah, I know. It's like, man, they won't leave me alone either. So
I know. Well, I love them. Send them here, Susan. Don't keep them. Send them over here.
No. We're shooing. We're shooing. Don't worry. But okay. that's what I'm picking up about her. She's such a sweet. She has such sweet energy. I mean, it's just there's a vulnerability that she has.
Stacy.
Yes.
Stacy.
Thank you.
We're unmuting you, so
yes.
Now you can hear. Go ahead. So, Susan, go ahead and finish it up because I think she's better right now. I think the microphone's better for her. Go ahead.
So, you know, our finest quality is also the Achilles heel that our soul creates. And one of the things is that, you know, you have such a sweet disposition, almost like a peace at all costs, but it's all based on finding a true sense of value and worth. You know, it doesn't make any difference if the soul decides that it wants to sit naked in a field and meditate and om 24 hours a day and accomplish what the world thinks is nothing, that the value of that soul is immense because there's no one out there like you. That's what our fingerprints, that's the message that our divine self is giving us about our fingerprints. There is no other fingerprint like you in this reality, and that's what your soul has come to experience in this lifetime.
Wow. Did you hear that, Stacey? Yeah, that's pretty. I'm blown away by that. I hope I could sit in a field and own, but I can't because I really, really want to do this. So you know what I want to do. But I got to tell you something. Only knows what mine came down for. Susan will explain it to you one day. But I have a male energy here, Stacey. He's a young male. Do you know who this is?
No, not a young male.
Do you know who? I mean, young to me might not be young to you, so go ahead and tell me. You have a man that has crossed over. Because the thing is, I see them, and they look young, but then I have a friend, he's not that much younger, and I always say he's a boy. So, you know, for me, I don't know if my soul is so evolved that I think everybody's young or that I feel like I'm a teenager, and probably I'm just saying it to make everybody feel good. So do you have anybody that passed over that's a male?
The only person I can think of is my father.
Okay, because, and was your father, how old was your father when he passed, can I ask?
He was 59.
Yeah, that's young, honey. That's young to pass over. And I saw him. He looks like he's in his 40s. So what he's showing me is that, and he came, and he said to me, he wanted me to let you know, and he didn't, you know, he kept at me and at me and at me as you were talking, Susan was talking, actually. And he just wanted, what he said to me is, I miss her. So I don't know if you were close to your father, and he's still here. I don't know if you were close to your father, but he looks at you, and the eyes are just so soulful, and he says, I miss her. And there's no big joking or anything like that, so I don't know if but he must have really been in solace when he was, you know, when he thinks about you, because it's so beautiful. It's like the om moment. But he just wanted me to let you know that he misses you. And I don't know if you see him or you don't, but I kind of got the feeling that you do know he's there.
Yes, I do. I try to talk to him often.
Yeah. So he just wanted me to let you know he misses you, honey. So I hope that we have helped
Thank
you today.
You.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much. You're quite
welcome. Have a fabulous day, girlfriend, and you have a great New Year.
Yes,
Happy New Year. I'm going to the next caller, yes.
Bye. Wait, I'm going to make an announcement here, okay? I drank a lot of coffee. I'm going to take a personal break for about 30 seconds. I'll be right back.
Oh, good. That means I get to talk. So
you
I am
get to
so
talk.
Happy.
I'll be right back.
I am so happy because go to the bathroom so that I can talk. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I love my co-host, and we fight for air, and we just adore each other. But one of the great things that we have and we can share are two different gifts. One is I see the – she opens the Akashic records. Of course, she'll say Akashic. See them. She opens them, and as she's talking, I get spirit to me. So it's really interesting. We actually love working together, and we're really close friends. We call each other soul sister. But we really have a connection because as soon as – sometimes when people ask me, because I do love romance relationships, and I can teach you how to find love, the best way to get love, to put yourself out there. Self-love, of course, is always my first thing as a counselor, I'm going to tell you. But I have even helped people with profiles. I've had great luck. But when you don't, when you call for me or you ask a question and Susan listens, you really get two readings. So I'm just, you know, the Akashic records are so important, and everybody, the beginning of the year, has really gotten into them. But if you ever do have a question on love, romance, or relationships, you are going to get me anyway because of the Akashic record, but that's what my specialty is. I'm a spirit medium. I love being a spirit medium. Spirit comes to me, and I can't tell you how much I love it.
I don't want to. Okay, go ahead. Now we have to take the next caller. Okay.
I was so worried I was going to be floating in my eyeballs here, so I just had to stop. Sorry.
Well, I told everybody how we are together. So we took 2535. You're all on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good. Can
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but there's a lot of noise in the background. Can you turn off the computer?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now better? Hello?
Much better. Hello? Much better. What is your name?
Okay. My name's Eunice.
Hi, Eunice. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We are doing fabulous, girl.
Great.
So what would you like to ask Susan and I? How can we help you today?
Actually, I'm interested in the same type of, you know, what's my life's purpose? Anything you can see about any past lives or anything that might be useful to my life now?
Well, Susan, girlfriend, it's a good thing you went and had to relieve yourself because you got another fabulous girl to talk to.
Yes, because, oh, my God, it's like if I went, thank goodness I took a bathroom break here. Can you give me your name again, please?
Sure, it's Eunice.
Nina?
Eunice.
Eunice. E. Yes.
Okay,
kind of
Eunice.
Cool
okay.
Name.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, and
I love
how old
that.
Are you?
Thank you. What's
that? How old are you?
How old?
36.
What was that?
36.
Okay, 36. And what is it that you have been doing for a career and living?
Actually, the same thing as the previous caller, my sister.
You know, you're
really.
And what is that?
It's I'm a former military officer, and then I am working now for the Department of Defense as a civilian,
okay.
But more administrative.
Okay. And the reason that I ask these questions is that because it's your own vibrations as you speak. That's kind of like. Literally that unlocks the book, okay?
Sure.
And the last question I'm going to ask you is that what do you consider as your strongest gifts and attributes in this life?
I would say I have a strong compassion for others. I would like to give back somehow. I feel like that's kind of a calling of mine. But I don't know if I'm necessarily doing that in this life right now as we speak. So I guess I'm just looking for that answer, how I can somehow give back or, you know.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I want to say to you is that you are giving back, all right? you are, and I don't know who this is, Bonnie, whoever this is, please take them. It's like they're really kind of naggy, and they talk a lot. So it's disturbing for me.
Send them here.
One of the things that I'm hearing is that you're missing the point. Okay, and let me try to explain that. You have a gentleness of soul. Okay, there's a saying that is almost too good to be here. All right, but that is your finest quality. It is also your Achilles heel. Is that literally were born, incarnated in this life without the ability to know when you're being taken advantage of. Do you understand what I just said?
Absolutely.
Okay. And your purpose here in life is to differentiate between compassion of self and compassion of others. And it's really interesting because when I tap into your record from past, you come from a lot of royalty, okay? A lot of let them eat cake attitude, okay? Not any compassion whatsoever for those that the have-nots, all right? And it's interesting that you have been born into this particular era where that is what we are dealing with right now, is that mm-hmm. lack of compassion in our society for the have-nots, right? So what your life path is about is to be able to discern the difference of when you're showing compassion for yourself and compassion for others. You get taken advantage of a lot, okay, because you don't like to hurt people's feelings. You don't like to make waves. You don't like to, the idea of somebody mad at you, you'd rather go out and cut your wrist. You know, it makes you completely uncomfortable. And that's what your life purpose here is to do, is to stop taking responsibility for other people's emotional lack. Feeling sorry for someone is a disrespect to their soul's journey.
Huh. That's amazing.
You understood what I said?
I do.
Okay. You must, including yourself, okay, must view everyone who is troubling, and this feels like it's real close to you, okay? Everyone that seems like that they just are not getting it, or you feel sorry for them, view them as this powerful soul that has all the capabilities of making choices to do everything that is needed to get their life back on track, and you don't do that, okay? Start doing that, and for yourself also, because you're a spiritual cheerleader. What you do is that they're giving me the parable of instead of giving the fish to the starving, teach them how to fish.
Yes. Oh, I love that, Susan. I love that because, you know, that would be what the same thing of, you know, eat them cake, because kind of like maybe if you could teach them to bake the cake, then they would have been able to feed themselves, kind of thing, isn't that?
Yes.
I'm really bad at this
kind
of stuff.
And do you understand everything I've just said to you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's amazing.
Okay.
I mean, to me, I just, like, I wonder if I'm on the right life path to do that right now. That's always something that I always question.
Yeah. And it's like, and the reason that, and that's why you carry that guilt through. Is it because when you made transition, it's like you saw how uncompassionate you were to the starving and the lack, and it just horrified you. So you carried that imprint into this life, and now you're afraid not to give anything. If you were out there freezing and you saw someone without a coat, you'd go, take my coat. I'm good. Versus of, hey, let's go in and get you a coat.
I want to cry right now. That's so amazing. Wow.
Yeah. Can I add something? No. You know, because there was spirit here, as of course you know, because I had it. You had it. Hopefully you send it across over here. I do have to tell you that when you got on, and I don't know, you know, because I did something different, I felt nurse energy, total nurse energy. So
Really?
When I feel that is like Susan said, it's total compassion, total giving of yourself for others. Though there are different kind of nurses, I was one of them. I cared,
oh,
but
wow.
Believe
right.
me,
yeah,
those
I'm
cases
sure you were a different kind of nurse.
Yes, I was. But anyway, what I do have to tell you is this: I have a lady here. I think for some reason. It would have been a great idea, and you know, your soul came as what your soul came as. But again, I feel the nurse energy. So, if you ever, I know you were in the military, and mm-hmm. I know you could probably go back to school if you ever decide you want to do that. You're young, and you could, because
right.
I just feel like if you could help others and learn guidelines and stability in those guidelines, that might actually be something for you, because it's only 2 years, and I know the military will put you through. But I've got an aunt.
Yeah.
Do you have an aunt in spirit or
an
female?
Aunt?
An aunt, Daddy, a grandmother.
A grandmother, maybe, but...
Because, yeah, she said, like when Susan was saying about the cake, I do auto writing, and when Susan was saying about the cake, she said, she loves cake. Tell her that she needs to bake. And she said, also, do you love sweets?
I do love food with a passion.
Yeah, and then she said, which is funny, when Susan was saying about how you don't take, you would give somebody the shirt off your back, or you don't really like, to say no to anybody, she said, I'm just going to repeat what she said, but I don't think anything bad. She said she was like that with the boys, too, that you couldn't hurt their feelings. You didn't like doing that. And so I don't know what that means, Eunice, but I know you're a sweet girl, so I wouldn't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. But what she was saying is she was shaking her finger and said, yeah, we told her she was like that with the boys, too. She would not be able to hurt their feelings. And she said that your family was just like that. They would give you the shirt off their back. That she learned this from
Absolutely.
The family because of, yeah. So she's here and I love this. What she's saying to me is it's just for you clarification, validation that you have your family members with you. You have your father. You have your grandmother. They're such sweet and wonderful people. They will guide you and help you. But I do see that if you are wondering about a life path, you have the perfect opportunity in the military to go back because they pay for you. And nurse energy is what
right.
I feel. So anyway, I hope that we've helped you, Eunice.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you've said, and it really has stuck with me. So I appreciate
you.
Good.
Wonderful, girls. Yeah, have a happy new year, and stay as sweet as you are and your sister is. You will love, love, and that's what you're here really to do. So have
Thank
a good
so
life. We call us and let us know how you're doing, and if you ever want to know anything, Susan and I are here for you. Susan, that's such a – oh, my goodness, I love that because, I love spirit. So I am going to go to the next caller. We have to keep our show is now going to only be 90 minutes today. I want to tell everybody why, and I apologize. I have my daughter in town, and she is going back to school in Grenada, and she leaves Sunday, and I have got to get a few things done. And so We normally said on Monday we were going to do a 90-minute show. We ran till 3 o'clock yesterday, and we love running till 3 o'clock. So please be with us. But today I am going to have to cut it short. I am going to take one more caller, though. So I'm going to take, let me see, because I can't remember where I'm at. Here you are. Okay, I think it's Susan? Susan?
Yeah?
Okay. I think I am going to take... I'm going to take 0362. 0362, you are on.
Hi.
Is it 0362?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. We are doing
fabulous. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. You're very welcome. Thank you for holding on. So we appreciate everybody. So what is your name?
Tasha.
Tasha. Is it Tasha or Kesha?
Tasha.
Tasha. It's Tasha. Yes. Tasha, how can Susan and I help you with that?
I want to know about my Akashic Records because right now I'm in a situation where it's just like everything just went upside down for me. So I don't know what's going on, what direction I'm going in.
What was that last that she said? What's going on with what?
She's
like,
not sure what's
like
going on in her life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
Right now I'm just taking care of my youngest son.
Okay. What have you done before?
I have not worked for years. The last thing I did was restaurants, but then I've recently been to school, so I'm in the medical field, in the nursing field.
Ah, okay.
But I haven't worked yet.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, and okay. What do you consider your finest quality?
My intuition.
Okay. Okay. Bonnie, is there something you want to say? I keep on hearing that. You know, let Bonnie say this first. Is there something that you want to say? Do you have somebody?
What I am feeling is I feel like you have a lot of things that you could do. This is just coming right out of my mouth, so here we go. And that you just haven't looked at. You gave up. And I'm feeling that energy. I'm feeling the energy is that you want to do something, but you really don't want to do something, that you prefer to stay home. That's what Spirit's saying. But that because they say that the qualities that you have, you actually could take to work. And there's some great jobs out there, actually. And especially with the nursing and whether you're a CNA or an LPN or an RN or you're an aide or assistant, there is so much out there, especially for that service. And what they're saying is you just haven't really applied that hard. So when I hear that and feel that, it's kind of like wavy energy, I feel like maybe there's something holding you back. So you need to come
clean. It's called Nestor energy. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I, yeah. But for some reason, I just felt that somebody was with you that really had something very important to say to her. And here's you are.
Oh, I hear it.
You are a late bloomer. Okay. Your first. How old did you say you were again?
38.
38.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Basically, you know, the energy that you come in is what they call nesting energy. You're really not interested in taking your energy outside of the home, okay? And which is fine. I mean, you know,
Mother energy.
You're comfortable there. That's where you've done the most. And the strongest good. How many children do you have?
Three boys.
Okay. Here's what, and please, I'm asking you with all my heart, please don't take offense to this when I say this. Everyone does.
I'm so glad I handed it.
Still, everyone does.
Yeah.
Is that you are what they call, your soul has chosen to be what they call a soul breeder. Okay, I know that sounds awful, but that's how they say it to me. I don't know why they say it to me, because it's like when I receive the information, our soul looks at this humanness as a species, as a unique a living organism. When the higher divine self doesn't have the attachment to the human form as we do. And when I'm saying this is that this is all about your children, okay? This is all about you genetically coding them to do great things, okay? So your children have a path. It's not so much about your path. It's about their path. Okay, and I've read for a lot of women and fathers too, who that basically their role in life it was to bring to make a nesting and an environment for the children that they bring into the world, so that they can go out and make a difference in the world. Okay, in whatever form that is. All right, and that is what I pick up as your soul path. But the thing is that you were also several gifts, okay, empathic, intuitive, and the gift of prophecy, all right, and you don't really use any of them. I mean, you do, but mostly don't, okay? So when you get closer to your 50s, you're going to find that the desire to explore more into them is going to become like overwhelming. When you start moving into Cryon Return, which is 50 full circle.
I didn't move into that one, so I don't have to worry about it. But
she basically nailed the door shut, so she never has to go into midlife crisis, okay?
Yeah.
She's going to remain 15 for the rest of her life.
Yes, I am.
So
thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that. And it's like, so when you move closer to Cryon Return, which is your late 40s, your early 50s, these gifts that you have will start stepping forward. Now, I also see that you're going to that energy that has kind of kept you homebound, okay, is going to be released. And all of a sudden, it's like you're going to feel the desire of like, I need to do something. What can I do? And it's like brushing off old books and opening old books open and rereading them. So you may find that you may go back into the nursing energy or take a whole different path with your intuitive gift. But you have done exactly what you had written for yourself. Exactly.
Susan, can I just say one thing, because I'm running out of time here, and I'm going to make this real brief because there is somebody here. And you know, she's been here for a while. And she's just, I don't know who this is. I don't know if it's a grandmother or an auntie. Somebody's auntie is always here. I don't know today. She's kind of, and she has got her hand on her hip, and she's been talking the whole time that you have been talking. And I can tell you that I'm not even going to tell you some of the things she said. Because she's just laughing, very loud, but not obnoxious. She's just loud, and she's got her hand, and she's laughing. I'm going to tell you what she said, and I don't know so that you get a feeling of her. She goes, she needs to get her whatever energy that, because now she keeps talking and talking, and she needs to get up and get out. So she's one of those women who are in your life. She's, I don't care if she's sitting on that sofa. She's going to get up and get out. And she's laughing because we know that's not going to happen right now. Yeah. And she did have a few other words, but I just don't have them right now. I didn't write them down, I don't think, because usually I do auto-writing. And I didn't because she's so animated, and she just kept talking as you were talking. So this woman is with you. I will tell you that she says, you need to put your gifts on the table, girl. And then she's not saying it meanly because I'm saying that, and she's saying other words and it's not saying it. But she wants you to use those gifts, but she also, she says, we're all born with intuition, what she's saying about your family. We're all born with intuition. And she's kind of like saying, you get your butt moving. And I don't know that it means she's being funny, so it's not like she's being serious. And she is really around you, and she's funny as all heck. And you need to talk to her if you know who this is. Because, and she's laughing, and she says, you already do. Do you know who she is?
I don't know if it's that's my, I call her Big Mama. I don't know if that's her.
Yeah, oh, yeah, this one, I was going to say, but she doesn't have the personality, so I won't say it, but she's big, you know, but I don't know that she's big, big, but she's, that, you know, I could see her being called that just because of her, what she's saying to me. So she's around you, and she talks to you, and she's saying to me, you need to start hearing her. And, you know, she's gotten all kinds of stuff she's telling me, and it's so funny, but I don't have time, that what she's saying is she's going to kick you in the butt. So you need to start looking and listening is what she's saying.
Now when she's threatening us.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, just start talking to whoever you think it is, honey, and she will be there because she's a pretty strong spirit. And she has a great, great, great personality, and I love this woman. So I hate to cut you short because I'm going to have to tell everybody what shows we're doing for the rest of the week, but I hope that we, Susan and I, have helped you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. I am so sad, Susan, that we had to cut the show. I have so many. I mean, the whole board's full, and I know it's my fault. Next week we will be at regular time, 1 to 3, and we appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate all the callers. We are so jazzed and excited to bring you all of this in your life. We love the Akashic Records. We love
we have
the
so
medium
much fun
that
with
comes
you.
Through.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, all our callers,
yeah, we
just
do.
Have the best time with you.
Yeah, we love you all. We thank you for listening. We ask you to come back tomorrow. We have a show. I have a show. We have a famous astrologer with us, Ron Cole. He will tell you what's coming in 2014. I think we started on New Year's Day. And then we have...
Yes, he's going to be doing my astrology for me tomorrow.
Yes, he is. And we have Kelly. Kelly is a famous, wonderful, she is a life card reader. She's an Atlantean life card reader. They're very rare. There's not that many of them. And she is our Kelly. And she loves being on the show. She loves taking calls. She loves talking to you. So please come back. Come tomorrow. It's a different show. It's got a different people. But you know what? We all love our co-hosts. And we are all together in this. So, Susan, I will see you and hear from you tomorrow. And again, everybody, have a fabulous, wonderful evening. And I want to thank everybody in chat, all our listeners and our callers, and my co-host, Susan, who you know I love. I thank you very much for being with us this beautiful day.
Yes.
So, Susan, do you want to say
thank
bye?
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. And remember, everyone, love is in the airwaves.
Yes. Bye-bye.